November the 8th, that's the day. Meet you at the polls on the 8th.
Hey, baby, don't I know you from
JD?
JD, yeah, baby, how you doing?
Good.
Did I register you last year, JD?
You've just heard Dorothy San, one of the organizers of the voter registration drive recently held at Alabama State University's freshman convocation event. San was joined by another volunteer, Mabel Pryor, who says today's generation seems to be lukewarm when it comes to understanding the significance of voting.
Because they weren't real during the time of the Civil Rights Movement, nor were they in the desegregation. So they think that everything is just fine. So it's important that we stress to them the seriousness of it, and especially at a time like this when it's almost time to vote, that we make sure each person is voted and that each vote count, because some of them think that it's okay, they're going to win anyway. So we don't want them to be apathetic, so we want to really stress the seriousness of them to register to vote and to vote.
ASU's first-year program director, Dr. Herbert Thomas, says providing students with a chance to register is essential to helping them exercise their voice.
As you know, this is a general election year for president, and so much rides on this, not only from a national standpoint, but for a local standpoint. And we let our students know that your voice will be counted through a vote.
Students say they are getting the message.
I believe that every vote counts, and I really don't want Trump in the office, but I mean, I honestly don't want Hillary in the office, but I really don't want Trump in the office more, so.
Basically, I'm old enough to vote, so I want to be able to know that I chose the person that's in office.
It's an important process. A lot of people fought for it.
I just want to have a say-so in why I feel like that person should be chosen.
Organizers say more voter registration drives will be held in the coming weeks. Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.
All I need is one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic.
One mic can make a difference. The 2002 song One Mic by hip-hop rapper Nas reflects the events that preceded the recent Dallas, Texas shooting.
Police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up?
WVAS used One Mic to get reaction. Rhonda Walker, Montgomery County Commissioner, was a guest at Friday's prayer vigil supporting the Dallas Police Department and their families.
I think we all need to make it clear, this isn't a choice. Do I support the Montgomery Police Department or do I support my black brothers and sisters? And I think some people feel that that's the choice. This is a choice of right and wrong. This is a choice of choosing love over hatred. And this is a choice of choosing to come together instead of foster further divisiveness. So today we are all crying for our entire nation, black and white, young and old, male and female. It's devastating, and it's time that we figure out what to do to stop all of this.
Black Lives Matter Montgomery organizer Karen Jones defines the movement.
Bring the awareness to the community about the killing of unarmed black men, women, and children with impunity by law enforcement officers. And impunity means knowing that they will get off or will not be punished for a crime that they commit. Black on black crimes, they will be found within the first 48 hours. They will be found guilty before they're even proven innocent or guilty. That's the bigger difference. When you're living in the dirty South in Alabama, we still have laws on the book called white supremacy by law.
Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce Vice President of Business Development, Ron Simmons.
I'm tired, and we have to do something. I do a lot in the community, and a lot of times we do that quietly. But sometimes you have to speak up, and it's about us really building community. It's about education, inclusiveness, and I mean being intentionally inclusive on every aspect, and even more so through Christianity. We're trying to be proactive versus reactive, and it's not one group's problem. If you look at history, you look at Martin Luther King's Civil Rights Movement, you look at what happened with Harriet Tubman, they didn't do this on their own.
WVAS, along with 97.9 Jams and other sponsors, will be hosting an anti-violence town hall and block party Wednesday, July 13th at That's My Dog Hot Dog Restaurant. It's located at 232 West Jeff Davis in Montgomery. Free food and drinks will be available. Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.
One stage, one person front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one love, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did.
The voices from the past are still speaking to us today. Amelia Boynton Robinson fought for voting rights.
The proudest moment was when L.B. Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act. That was the proudest moment, but yet I was not pleased because I didn't think that we had everything in it. Not only the civil rights moment, the right to vote moment, but everything else that goes on with it, integration, that is yet to be seen.
Noted NAACP chairman and co-founder of the Southern Poverty Law Center, Julian Bond, explored the ties between music and race.
If we trace the progress of the music and how the music went from this to this to this and tie race into it, then we can tell the story just as well as if we're talking about Martin Luther King. Now, we can't compare Martin Luther King's efforts with the efforts of these singers and musicians, but we can say they're doing the same thing. They're fighting to be listened to. They're fighting for space on the planet.
Civil rights attorney Solomon C. remembers what he learned at Howard University School of Law.
Howard University School of Law had the first civil rights program in its legal curriculum of any school in the country. When you leave here, you are going to run into some very well-trained, very sharp, young, white attorneys. To be good ain't good enough. If you're going to win, you got to be better.
These icons are still speaking. Are you listening? Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.